Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. What a beautiful day. We just don't want to look out the windows too much, but it is a beautiful day. Would you join me in prayer? Father, we come before you today and we just praise you, Lord. We thank you for the gift of salvation and eternal life that is found in your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that we can worship you, that we can come before you and lay our burdens, that you, Lord, are ever-present, Almighty God, and that you have given us of your Spirit to enable us and help us and empower us to live the lives we're called to live. Help us, Lord, to walk in the grace you so freely give. In Jesus' name, we thank you and praise you. Amen. Prayer cards in front of you, please fill those out with praises and with prayer requests. Praises and prayer requests, and they will get read and they're gathered up with the kids. And Mindy and I would like to invite you all. We are going to go see the greatest Christmas pageant over in Saline today at 3:30. Hopefully, we're going to get tickets. If you want to join us, we're going to be there at 3:30, a little bit before, to get some decent seats. Just thought we'd invite you all. It was a last-minute thing for us. So, that being said, one more other thing. We were told at the General Assembly that in a church of even 10 people, someone in there is fighting the call to ministry, whoever that may be. So that means if we go 10 people or so, that there's got to be at least 5 or 6 that are fighting the call to ministry. I was 48 years old when I felt the call. I didn't come to Christ till I was in my late 30s. Don't write yourself off and say, I'm too old, or I'm too young, or I'm whatever. God will make it. If he's calling you, he'll make it work. If you feel that call, please come and talk to me. I can help you get on the right path, hopefully. Just wanted to lay that out there. So, this time, praise team.
Please stand with us, and we'll start praising God.
Now is the time to worship. Come, now is the time to give your heart. Come, just as you are to worship. Come, just as you are before.
Willingly we choose to surrender.
every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace, streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me so.
Church. Poor Brody. All right. So let's see what's up and coming. Today after church, we have the Not a Fan Bible study. Grab a snack and then join for fellowship and learning. Tuesday, we have prayer night, 6 p.m. here at the church. And the Buckbinder small group is meeting in their home. I think it's this week. Is it this week, Brad?
I think so.
Okay. 6 to 8 p.m. It's every other week, but we think it's this week.
It is this week.
Okay, good. See, we know. November 15th, that's a Friday, we have the Romans Bible study. That's 6 p.m. here at the church. I do believe all of these studies, if you have not attended before, you are still welcome to come. They'll catch you up, and you'll be blessed because you did. November 18th, that's our next Day of Hope Fresh Food Initiative here at the church. It's every third Monday of the month, in case you wondered how I get my dates. Actually, I get them from Brock, but still. 2 p.m., yes, we do appreciate Brock. If you can help, you would be greatly appreciated. November 24th, that is a Sunday, that is our annual business meeting. You must be present to vote on the budget and on the new members of the governance board. And I believe today, right after service, we ask that you would stay seated. They will pass out the report, right? The end of the year report for you to review before the meeting. The ministry leaders will be available during the meeting for any questions that you might have. I'm sure many have questions on mine because I don't write very clearly. So if you want to ask questions, we are available that day also. December 8th, That the service that Sunday will be a Children of Promise visit. Hi, Miss Brock up. 10 a.m. service. And also that is our holiday dinner. Brock, is there a sign up out yet?
No, not yet.
Not yet. So we're combining Thanksgiving and Christmas that day for a potluck. We like our potlucks. There will be a sign up available shortly that you can tell us what you're going to bring. December 14th, that is our next ladies' breakfast. 9 a.m. we will be meeting at Asher Creek for breakfast, and then after we are going to go shopping in Marshall. Tammy asked that you would RSVP to her, just so we can kind of get an idea of who's available and wanting to go. Sounds fun to me. December 24th, that is our Christmas Eve service, 4 p.m. here at the church. Obviously, Christmas Eve, because it's Christmas Eve. In your bulletins, you have this awesome and amazing upcoming insert. It's an insert. It's an insert, yes. But you can take it home. You can give it away. It's got all of our upcoming events on the back all listed out so that you have them at your hand. You can put it in your Bible. You can stick it on your windshield. Preferably on the, I don't know where I'm going with that. But yes, it's available if you need it. All right, Brock, what am I forgetting?
This was in the announcement side.
It was in the what?
It's on the announcements at the very bottom.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Volunteers to help with kids. So we are looking, I guess it was decided, Tammy. It's December 7th, not the 2nd. We have the date wrong. But we are going to watch your kids while you go shopping. And I think we're adjusting some of the times, but if you want to volunteer to help watch the children, we would love to have you. If you are a parent and you want to go shopping, we would love to watch your children. So, see Tammy if you can help, or if you have any questions, she knows everything. Yes, if you could RSVP that you're looking to do that, that would be helpful. That way we make sure we have enough people to, you know, keep the kids in line. It is a Saturday, Saturday morning.
Saturday in December, and we've decided we will give the parents between 10 and 3 to shop.
That way they can shop, and then they can also, you know, spend some time eating if they want. We will be here till 3, and we will provide lunch for the kids. Roseanne wanted me to mention that she does have Angel Tree tags available if you're interested in blessing someone. I believe there's 2 families this year. So if you want to check that out, she has that. And also, today will be our last day that we are collecting the noisy bucket change for the Thanksgiving dinner meal. So just so you're aware, we will be sending the kids. What are you? Oh, Brock's got money.
I got money today.
So.
I was told to
throw
this at people while they're up there.
Oh, yeah. Knock me out, Brock.
No,
you
will not. Oh.
Oh. All right. So we'll be looking for the kiddos coming around with their buckets. I am still in need of some helpers for nursery. We have 2 weeks that are not covered. Right now, it's just little Eli, who is lots of fun to play with. He likes to cuddle. I feel like it's like a dating app or something, you know, likes to cuddle. Yeah. But sorry. Well, that's, you know, that's what they do, is they say all that stuff. But so if you would like to just try it once, we would like to have you. I need help so that our mamas can get into the service, and so our little ones can learn that others can take care of them as well as mom. So, and dad, I guess. But anything else, Brock?
No, just our quick video when you're done.
You have a video?
Yeah, you didn't want to listen in? Uh-uh.
Oh, okay. Well, should I collect the prayer cards first or after? Yes? Okay. I need help. And check in. If you have not checked in, please check in now. Text the word check to 517-522-4062. Check your kiddos in the class. They have their stickers. They are checked in. I have helpers. Awesome. And parents, please pick your children up after service. Yes, you start with the nursery, then the preschool, and then come to junior church. And if I guess we're passing cards to the center. If you have prayer cards, please pass them in. My lovely assistants will collect them. Brody's like, I got nothing. Help. Thank you. Yeah, but you worked hard. Can you put it back over there? Thank you. All right, Brock, I'm out of here.
We all want to reach the world, to be the love of Jesus and meet people at their point of need, to see healing, empowerment, agency. We want to be the local church in our communities and help the global church of God in their communities. But with so much need, where do we even start? What if we told you? We already have. What if we told you we are already part of a global movement who is known by its love, making wholeness possible in 33 countries for children and their families who are living in extreme poverty? What if we told you families who struggle to find enough food are being fed? Children unable to afford school are now working on their education. Children in need of health care are being seen by local doctors and surgeons. What if you joined us on this mission? You see, Children of Promise is local church ministry around the world. You see, Children of Promise is locally shaped and globally supported, meaning we exist to support the global church in being the local church where they are, in places like Alexandria, Egypt, Mandalay, Myanmar, and Bogota, Colombia. Churches are reaching their local communities through the Children of Promise program.
For pastor, it is very easy to convince people to come to Jesus.
The Children of Promise is helping the church to grow.
To grow. Church planting, church growth, all those things are helped by Children of Promise.
This is holistic ministry. Outreach budget, outreach committee or pastor, forget it. In most of the global church, senior pastors themselves are bivocational. Resources are scarce, options are limited. Children of Promise acts as a resource so that the local church can meet the needs that would otherwise go unmet.
Entonces el programa ha sido una gran bendición en educación, en nutrición, en momentos difíciles de desastres. Es un órgano especial en el cuerpo de Cristo. Aquí en Puerto Asís, eso es una bendición, más de 20 años. Tenemos niños que ya son profesionales, niños que están comenzando en el programa, y el programa en sí es la vida de la iglesia en Puerto Asís.
Qué bueno. Y
who gets the credit? Many people who travel with us to visit each program every 3 years are surprised to find our global programs go by different names. Grace Family Helper Project, Safina, Iganawe, Young Friends, Upendo. While thousands of families around the world are thankful for their sponsorships, it's the people in their local church they know, not an office of Americans. They receive goods and discipleship every month from exactly who they should. The local pastor, the Sunday school teacher, the worship leader. These amazing volunteers are nominated by their Church of God National Leadership to serve and change their communities, not for a paycheck, but so that kids in their own neighborhoods can change the narrative of the story they've been handed. And thousands of communities have done just that. What do you do in Quito, Ecuador, when you can't afford the dentist? You go see Christina, a former sponsored child who received her degree in dentistry through Children of Promise. Who's preaching this week's sermon in Mae Kongpan, Thailand? Well, Pastor Wut, of course. the first sponsored child in Thailand who studied ministry under the local Children of Promise directors. Who's the head teacher in Accra, Ghana? Oh, that's Juliet, a former sponsored child and wife of our assistant director, Eugene. So you get it. Children of Promise is leadership development, a pipeline for kids growing up in poverty to become the leaders in their home countries. So now you know. Children of Promise is local church ministry around the world, and you are invited to join us. Will you help us grow? Help local churches serve the poor, make wholeness possible. There are many ways for your church to deepen its relationship with Children of Promise and help the global church grow. Check out childrenofpromise.global/next-steps to get started. Visit us at our booth, invite us to speak, and share a few stories from the 14,000 children who have experienced the love of this program over the last 30 years. We know that local outreach can be tough, but maybe you're already better at it than you thought.
Seeing all those smiling faces of those kids just reminds me that all over the globe, kids are the same. They want to be treated with respect. They want to learn. They want to be involved. They want to be taught. And so it sounds like a very worthwhile project. I don't know where we go from here in terms of sponsoring and supporting this, but I'm sure Pastor will fill us in.
They're coming in on the 8th.
Okay, great. So as you notice, Jamie is not here today. She is homesick with bronchitis and head cold and things like that. And so she asked me to fill in. So we want to lift her up as well as we only have one prayer card today. So we're going to pray for these needs. And then I'm going to pray for a friend of mine who has a real challenge. I mean, challenge is an understatement. But I've known him. He's 29 years old. His name is Zach, and I've known him since he was 8 years old. And he has been serving as the youth pastor and music director at a Baptist church in Saline. And Zach got caught up in some things that he shouldn't have, and he finds himself right now in jail awaiting a hearing on some charges of inappropriate sexual misconduct with minors. So we know that anybody that's in a leadership position is a target. Satan is busy. He's out there working and just trying to tear not only families apart, but churches apart. And so we want to lift up Zach. And so let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, Candy?
Sorry, I have one more prayer.
Okay. Okay, and what's his name?
Dallas.
Dallas, baby Dallas. Okay. All right, thanks. Let's go before the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for this day that you've given us. We thank you for the privilege and the honor of coming together as a family to worship you and to praise you. We pray that whatever you have for us, Lord, our hearts, our minds would be open, our spirits would be open, and we would be changed, Lord. That's what we want. We want to become more like you. We thank you that you are a God who hears and answers prayers. And, Lord, we lift up Zach, who has found himself in a very precarious position. He's made some bad choices, but he has owned up to it, Lord. He has repented. He has cried out to you for forgiveness. And we know that you are a God who gives second and third chances. So I pray that as he sits and waits for his hearing, Lord, that he would press hard into you and that he would continue to know that you have not abandoned him, Lord, and that he can share you with others, that he has the opportunity to do that, Lord, even though he's probably feeling very depressed and but he is remorseful, and we thank you for that, Lord. So bless him, bless his family, bless his dad's church, Lord, and keep them whole. And we know you're God of restoration, so we pray that you would pour out your mercy and grace upon them, Lord. And we pray for this baby who was born and had some complications early on, but it sounds like they've treated him and gotten him back where he should be. Continue to strengthen him, Lord, so that he can come home with his mom. And we thank you and praise you that you have your hand upon him because you have plans for him, Lord, to grow him up and to serve you. And we pray that Lorene's friend, her co-worker, Inger, is having back surgery on Thursday. She's been suffering terribly from pain from an exposed nerve. So we pray that you would bless the hands and the minds of the doctors and nurses and technicians that are going to operate on her. And we pray for a good report, Lord, and that this would take care of the problem and that she would heal up and recover totally, Lord. We thank you for the kids in this church and what they bring to us, the joy that they provide. And we ask, Lord, that you would bless them abundantly in their program this morning. Bless Pastor Kenny as he brings us the word, Lord. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory because you are very worthy of it. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right, please stand with us. We'll continue praising.
Praise the Lord.
His mercy is more.
Thrown into the sea without bottom or shore. Our sins, they are many. His mercy is more. What patience would wait as we constantly roam. What father so tender is calling us home. He welcomes the weakest, the vilest, the poor. Our sins, they are many, His mercy is more. Praise the Lord, His mercy is more. Of kindness he lavished on us. His blood was the payment, his life was the cost. We stood neath the debt we could never afford. Our sins, they are many, his mercy is more. Praise the Lord.
More.
Praise the Lord.
You may be seated. Steve's not here. He didn't know whether he was going to make it or not. So this is me filling in. Bring the full tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and thereby put me to the test, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven for you and pour down on you a blessing until there is no more need. God promises us that if we put him to the test in this one area, that he'll back us up, that he will supply our every need. So I'm going to ask the ushers to come forward, and then we're going to pray. And I want you to thank these guys because they just got informed they were being ushers. Voluntold. Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. Thank you. Let's go to the Lord. Lord, we do praise you and thank you for another day. We thank you, Lord, for all that you give us. And Lord, we just give back. We just give back, Lord, what you've already given us. And we do it to your praise and to your glory and to your honor, knowing, Lord, that it is an act of worship. In Jesus' name, amen. You're welcome. You could get run over.
It's wonderful to be here in the church, huh?
Yes.
Do you know how much you guys are loved?
Yes.
Yes. You're so first much. Loved by your parents because they're smart enough to bring you here to learn about God. It'll make your life so much better. And
switch.
Oh, okay. Make your life so much better. And you guys are so special. Do you know how special you are? God says he knows every hair on your head. Can you imagine? Now, he knows the hairs on my head, but there are a lot less of them. See? But that's how good God is. He loves you very much, and we love you very much. We want the very best for you. And I sit back there with Bonnie, and we do the junior church, and I'm amazed at how much you guys know and how much you share. That's wonderful. I'd like to do a prayer for you now. And send you to your class. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for these young ones, Lord. We know they are our future, but they're also part of us right now. They help us to be stronger and better together. We just ask you that you would have your hand upon them, that they would be cared for and that they'd be safe, and most of all, that they grow and love you more each day. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Please stay with us.
Power has no end.
Has God blessed you? Amen. Amen. I would remind you all, if you're feeling that nudge and that call, come talk to me. God's calling you to ministry. Let me know. I would also encourage you to read through those further readings, because they are there to help you to grow. And if you have any questions on any of the sermons ever, please don't hesitate to come and talk to me. And I will do my best to explain or help you with your questions. Would you join me in prayer? Lord, we thank you for this time together with you, Lord, with you, that we could worship you and praise you. We thank you for the grace that you so freely give, for the faith, Lord, that we have, even that even is a part of your grace. We thank you, Lord, for your blessings. We thank you for the food we are about to partake in and the fellowship, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for family. We thank you for this family, your family, Lord. In Jesus' name, we give you praise and glory.